Fred, let's get into the holograms. Tell me about the holographic warfare. What will they do with holograms in warfare?
Okay, let me explain. I'd like to start with a person that I've studied. His name is General John P. Jumper.
John P. Jumper?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He 1998, in a news item, he stated that military will have the tools to make potential enemies see, hear, and believe things that do not exist. And also that same idea, by the way, was contained in a 15-volume of the United States Air Force Scientific Board issued in 1996. U.S. and air superiority on the 21st century battlefield.
So you might see, let's say, a visualization of a million tanks coming your way.
Well, let me just take it a little further here.
All right.
Okay. When he retired as chief of staff of the U.S. Air Force, he was born in Paris, Texas, and he joined the Air Force in June 66 and made Second Louis pretty quick. After graduating, he graduated from the Military Institute with a degree in electrical engineering. Okay, in the Air Force, while he was in the Air Force, he spent time at the Royal Air Force Base in Bentwaters, England. That's the site of many UFO incidents. He was the flight commander out at Nellis Air Force Base, and that's a control area for Area 51, and, of course, the site of reverse and alien engineering. He was on Area 51 a lot. And he was his last thing he was doing was at Langley Air Force Base, CIA headquarters. So then after that, you know, he has every damn medal you can imagine, you know. After that, he became a consultant to several different companies, including he was at a Lockheed Aircraft, a consultant. And then finally, after consulting for several different companies, he ended up over at the Carlyle Group, where he is now.
Oh, okay.
Does that tell you anything?
Yep.
The Carlyle Group, Black Box.
The insiders.
The insiders, right. And he's the big guy over there. Now, just a few weeks ago, the Air Force, United States Air Force, once again, just bought a bunch of, it's called Persona Management Software. Are you familiar with it?
I am not.
Okay. They bought a huge amount of it, and what Persona software does is manipulates public opinion on key information such as news reports, and it creates an unlimited number of virtual people that can be marshaled by only a few individuals. And it allows them to create the illusion of a consensus thing. And this, I just saw the paperwork going through the funding, over at the.
All right, now explain that a little bit more. How would that work?
Okay, it's you can look it up on the internet. It's called Persona Management Software. I think each system that they buy can create 10 virtual people, if I remember correctly. So they can create fake news reports or any kind of news report from anywhere. They can a few people can do it, and then it creates an illusion of a consensus of a lot of people. This is what they're doing right now. This is their newest software. Now I don't know if it's part of the because the Chinese are trying to break into our stuff, but I'm telling you, this is some very powerful stuff. It just got set in for funding, and I know that they're buying, I don't know, several millions of dollars with this, Persona software. That's happening as we speak.
All right, give me an example how they would use it.
Okay, they would go on the air, somewhere in other countries or here, and they would present a situation that doesn't exist. They would actually animate with people that don't exist and make it look like a real-life situation. That would be one area that they could.
You'd see video of, let's say, the president with a virtual reality person who would look real,
right?
But the whole thing's made up.
Yeah, and example of that is that when I worked at NASA, now we did go to the moon. However, NASA made the big mistake of doing a heck of a lot of videoing in the studio.
Yeah,
and they made the big mistake of presenting that video later because they didn't have very good video on the moon.
It got mixed in.
It got all mixed in, and this will get mixed in, and it's just like the other day when those birds dropped dead because of phosgene gas. Okay, down in Arkansas, and a bunch of fish got killed in a river. Well, what happened was we took from Iraq a whole lot of phosgene gas. But on the Geneva War, the treaties of war, that's illegal.
Was it gas we gave them in the first place?
No. I don't know where they got it from. I think they made it on their own, if I remember correctly. So what we were doing in near Beebe, Arkansas, and I remember I was stationed for a little while at an Army base down in Little Rock, a bioweapons center, when I first joined. I was in there for a while. But anyway, they were bleeding this gas into the ground. And I actually saw pictures of how they have these 737 jets. And just a little bit behind, between the front section of the leading section of the wing and the back section where the front where the pilot sits, about halfway back, you know, you see these things. They look like they're governors. They're like they look like a horn sticking out the side of the plane. And there's a whole row of them. They're like Venturis. And what they did is they sprayed this gas, and it attacks the central nervous system and causes the birds not to be able to breathe, and they just drop dead instantly. If you remember correctly, when they collected all the dead bird bodies, they were all wearing hazmat suits. Now guess who brought this? Did you see? You know, when that came up the day after that in Arkansas, and I was following this, when that came up, the news puts out the stupid story about, you know, lightning and this and that.
Oh, yeah, or fireworks.
Fireworks. Okay, guess who exposed it? Vladimir Putin exposed it. And I got it off the European networks out of Russia that Vladimir Putin had been studying this, because he'd been studying this phosgene gas because he didn't want the U.S. to have it. So he was on it because of what it is. We had it. He knew in Iraq that we got it. He's not stupid. He's a very smart man. I respect him on that level. Yeah, and yeah. He exposed that. And then of course, it came out, but then it just kind of like fizzled out. I mean, that's the kind of undercover stuff that's going on. And who knows if they're dosing people again with phosgene gas, because that's some pretty powerful. It's the most deadly gas there is. You don't have very long to live once you take a whiff of that stuff.
Yeah, and So getting back to the holograms. Mm-hmm. So they would use this software,
right.
Concoct some event,
right.
Start showing it on television.
Right.
Do you think they even have the capability of taking over the networks if they wanted to?
Yeah. I'll tell you why, because most networks, MSNBC, all the major networks, it's government money that's running those. You know, if you start going against the government, they put pressure on the sponsors, and you know the story. I mean, the sponsors cut them off, and the way the thing goes. So, yeah, they have, you know, and as I wrote about my book, you know, CIA, you know, controls the networks. I mean, it's in a broad, you know, statement in my book from one of the CIA directors, I think it was Colby. And, they would. And then, but then on top of that, you got to understand that they have these, and we had these a long time ago. Back when I started my electronics company, I got into some entrepreneurial things. And one of them was a 3D, it was before lasers were real popular, it was a 3D projector that would put an advertisement on the side of a building and it would almost look three-dimensional. And this was back in the 70s. And we could do that. Forget the name of the thing. It sold for like a couple $1,000s. And we sold a lot of those for advertisements on buildings in the middle of the night. But today, from satellites, it's no problem to project an actual visual hologram.